It wasn't long ago that environmental alarmists used the term global warming to describe the crisis confronting mankind. On today's Creation Moment, see why that term was replaced with climate change. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Do you remember the days when they told us that the biggest danger about to face us was global warming? Global temperatures were constantly on the rise, and carbon dioxide was to blame, specifically carbon dioxide produced by human industrial emissions. Carbon dioxide has the property of restricting infrared radiation from leaving the Earth's atmosphere. That this is a property of carbon dioxide is not in dispute. What is disputed is how significant the contribution of carbon dioxide is to the total overall greenhouse effect compared to other greenhouse gases such as water vapor or methane. Also disputed is how much of the Earth's carbon dioxide was actually caused by human interaction with the environment. More pertinent still is the fact that the Earth has actually stayed pretty much a constant temperature or even decreased a little bit over the last 18 years. It is this apparent stall in the upward march of temperatures that has caused environmentalists to change their term of choice from global warming to climate change. The adoption of this newer term has been necessary to stave off criticism of the more alarming nature of the former term. Global warming as a phenomenon has failed. Ice sheets, which were supposed to decrease, have in fact increased. I am reminded of Paul's words in Romans 1. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, you'll be able to read thousands of radio transcriptions in our best-selling book series, Letting God Create Your Day. To find out more, visit us at creationmoments.com or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.